Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia at Eventorac 2014. And the guests just keep coming.
They most certainly do. We've had a steady flow. We've caught up with some old friends, made some new, and this is going to be a fun segment. We've already visited with her for a little bit before we got started. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Social Espionage, Dora Tea. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Peyton. That was very nice of you.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at this event.
Actually, I'm a speaker. I came round to talk about two specific topics. One was yesterday on social visual communication, and today the other one was on Pinterest for Business and teaching people who are in the event planning, meeting planning, event space, you know, holiday resort space, how to use the social media channels and social visual networks properly to gain followers and to grow their business.
So now, what's a common mistake you see in people using Pinterest or some of these social media channels incorrectly?
Well, you know, there's a couple. The one I think is most common is that they don't realize that each one of these channels should be branded, should have some integrity, you know. If you work for, I saw this really beautiful display for Myrtle Beach, and it was the Visitors and Conventions Bureau there. You know, if you're working for Myrtle Beach, and not to pick on them, I'm not saying that they do this, but you know, it's important that your brand looks the same on each one of the channels, in that if you have a Pinterest cover, that it looks indicative of your brand. If your Facebook fan page is also about your brand, that it looks indicative of your brand. I'm not saying you have to post the same thing on each channel. That's brandscaping, and that would be very bad. But no, I'm more, you know, inclined to say that where a lot of them fail is they don't understand that their brand has to have integrity. And it's important that each and every one of their networks, their communities, has something branded about it so people know who they are.
But doesn't each channel have its own voice and that you have to kind of speak the language of that particular channel?
Oh, I completely agree. That's why I said it's important that they look similar, but that they communicate differently. Each one of these channels is an ecosystem in of itself. You have somebody who's going to, for instance, follow you on Twitter that's never going to like your page. You've got people who might help repin or pin content to your Pinterest boards that may not want to communicate with you elsewhere. No, what I was saying is that, for instance, when you think, a million or so served, you immediately think of McDonald's, right? When you think the colors, when you think of the golden arches. So same thing goes for your brand. Each one of these pages need to have your branded mark on it. The communication that you put, hopefully you have a strategy and a plan, should be something that's indicative of that community. And it's important that you don't mess in all communities. So that would be the second piece of advice I would give. You know, I don't think anybody needs to spend time in a social media network if their customers aren't there. It's about making money. It's about generating revenue and sales, not just, you know, messing about.
Just because you read an article that says Pinterest is good, it may not be good for your particular brand.
That is correct. You need to spend time and energy on where your customers are spending their time so that you build brand recognition and virtual thought leadership using the social networks properly. Does that answer your question?
Well, I tell you what, Pinterest is not to be dismissed, because you used a phrase earlier, Pinterest for business, and I have to be honest with you, for me, I would have initially thought of that as an oxymoron, but there is business application for this platform, yes?
Yes, there is. And specifically for this group of people, because they're trying to sell people not just on their service as an event planner or their city, right? They come visit Austin, Texas, for instance. They've got a beautiful booth here. What they're trying to do is sell the customer, that end user, on an experience. And why not do that visually? Why not show them the beautiful beaches of Myrtle Beach? Why not show them how lush and green and gorgeous St. Augustine, Florida is? Or, you know, if you're somebody who's a product marketer and you're marketing a specific type of coffee for an event or a hotel, that it talks a little bit about the experience that you can have tasting that coffee. Make sense?
Yeah. Now, how about in your business, how do you go about standing out in a crowd that there seems to be a social media guru around every corner?
Right. So first off, I've been doing this since 1999. So 15 years in the business would probably think that, according to Malcolm Gladwell, I've done my 10,000 hours. But also, having met me at other events through Sandy Hoffman, I'm sure you probably have figured out that I already stand out on my own. I'm right. Naturally caffeinated.
But how do you get in front of your prospective client and kind of allow yourself to differentiate yourself?
a lot of that is the content that I put out in the social media channels, but I also work on, you know, from my client base. I get a lot of referrals, so I'm very fortunate in that regard.
And you're based here in Atlanta?
Or? In Los Angeles, California. Bi-coastal.
So what's next for you? What's on the horizon for you? You got any plans to continue to do more speaking engagements? You thinking about writing a book? You going to do more consulting work? Or?
I'm going to continue to do my consulting work and work humbly along the brands that are kind enough to hire me and help them understand how to navigate these very interesting waters of the social media channels properly. I am speaking at a couple of events, but I'm still in negotiation with some of them this year. I was supposed to speak at Tycon this Saturday, but unfortunately that didn't work out because of timing and, you know, people have different agendas. But yeah, I'm really actually very excited to be based in Atlanta. I think there's a lot happening here in the social space. I am very excited about potentially speaking at Digital Atlanta, to give them a quick plug, this October. It's in its fifth year, and I think it's a pretty amazing event. I feel very fortunate and honored to be involved with it since year one. You guys should actually have a booth there, because you'd be fabulous, Peyton. You could just
sit there
and
make that happen.
Make it happen.
See how good you are at social espionage.
There you are, darling. Yeah. That's just an email, darling. That's a social email. I just introduce you to the people who are running it. But I think you guys would be great there. You should consider it.
Well, I like it.
So now, website for you, if people want to learn more?
Very easy, socialespionage.com. And because I know that sometimes not everybody spells correctly, it's espionage.com or .us, either way.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you come by and visit with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's good to see a familiar face.
All right, we will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventorac 2014.